You make $450,000 a year in the oil rig.
And I was only working half the year.
On the oil rig?
Do you think he could do it for 1 year?
1 year, that's it.
Like, but see, it's like your first year and they're not giving you that job. You're going to be a roustabout or a fucking roughneck.
Okay.
So.
Cut to me. I'm holding the thing. I go, whenever I'm done, you know, steering this wheel, who's going to come here and drill my ass? Come here. When I'm done drilling this oil, who's going to drill my ass? Well, yeah,
talk to HR. I fucking dare you.
Oh, I feel like I would get ripped up on the oil rig.
I also feel like your celebration would be like, that oil.
You hit oil, baby. Yeah.
Some of this is bad. Here to drag out horse.
No. Do you vape on the show?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was told
not to do that.
Who was it that? Fuck it. If someone has like a big podcast and they were like, yeah, don't ever put that in there. They like, for somehow they can see it and they won't. I don't fuck it. They're like, it's so then kids can't watch them. Like, kids don't need me watching me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I don't need that.
They keep
that
kids away from
like
me.
YouTube stuff will be like, don't, you know. Yeah, they, that's what they say, don't swear in the first, like, 30 seconds or something. Like, and, like, don't vape or whatever so that kids don't see it. But it's like, kids shouldn't be watching this show. This show is for adults and people who, 100%. Like, dick sucks.
Yeah.
Like, that's dick it.
Sucks. Well, they'll take sucks. That little monetization thing, the little green, if it's green, it's when it's maximally monetized. But, like, I've done it where I've, like, cussed a bunch, like, singing lyrics and shit,
yeah.
Like, at the start of the podcast, and those will only be yellow, so it'll be, like, minimized monetization. So it just hurts your monetization shit, is what I was saying. I've seen it on mine,
luckily,
too.
We make no money on
that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's send it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that...
Is it all four of us? I'll put the headphones on. It's four of us. We don't talk over. This is my podcast. Actually, I'm not going to wear those.
Yeah, we don't do that.
That's stupid. Okay. Yeah.
We don't really have a talk over problem.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Every podcast, especially when it's more than two people.
Really?
When it's four,
I'm
it gets here.
You know that.
Yeah, for sure. But I immediately stop talking.
That's true. And I watch it and I go, oh, great, Dylan. Once again, you shut down Colton. I feel so bad. I watched go to the clips and I go, Dylan just interrupts all day long. You want to know why? It's because it's like I don't have a whole like idea or paragraph to say. I just have one joke I want to say. And then I try to get it in really quickly.
Yeah. And then
I'm aware to anyone who's fucking watching.
I'll watch it. I'll watch you the clips.
Are we live right now?
We just go.
We kind of go.
Oh, hell yeah. Alright, cool.
He's completely changed now that he knows he's on camera.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna be the same piece of shit. I thought y'all clap. We always do a clap. I don't know, it's fucking stupid. I don't know.
Do you have a podcast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool. He knows everything about the guest, dude. Hell yeah.
No, that's his way of being like,
by the way, yeah, I know you personally. I don't need to listen to your podcast.
Hey, that's fair.
That's crazy.
Yeah, all the people that follow us. Yeah, boy, we got some degenerates in there.
We have some pretty big comics on here that everyone will be like, and you are?
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're assholes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they'll do the same thing. Like, we just had one. It was like halfway through, he goes, wait, you guys are gay?
Oh, yeah.
What?
He didn't realize they were gay. No.
Oh, wow.
I think we are looking a lot more masculine, though.
You look great. Thank you. You look even thinner than last time, and you were thin last time.
Thank you so much for saying that, laser.
Yeah, my sister just...
He always looks fucking great. Yeah. Now I get to see him with his boxers and shit prancing around the house.
You guys are roommates now.
Yeah. It's the best thing that ever happened in my life.
Is it really?
Dude, look. We have fucking fig trees in our nook. He created this cubby hole upstairs where we can read, or I'll listen to audiobooks or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And like, it's just like he's got a green thumb. It's like living with a woman again. I haven't lived with a woman in a long time. It's fucking nice.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then he texts one day, he's like, hey, the kitchen's filthy. And I couldn't agree fucking more. When I moved in, I was like, dude, we're using paper plates and paper bowls. So there's no fucking dishes. There's no dishes. But Kyle's good at keeping up with it. Dean is the worst.
It's only Dean.
Dean is a filthy fucking troll.
Also, Kyle is so
cave troll.
I try to help him. And I'm like, do you want help? He's like, I need help, man. And if I'm a bad roommate, it's your fault because you need to make me better.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I'm just going to start taking pictures of your mess. And so one day I just took a picture of his gum in my fucking candle.
Yeah, that's the kind of savage we're living
with. Gum in candle?
Well, he just like, if he has something in his mouth and he's standing somewhere, he'll just put it, like he'll put his Zins on like the railing.
The floor. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And then, dude, I swear to God, I almost come to fisticuffs because he ate my fucking chicken wings out of the goddamn. Like, I'm cool with everything. We buy groceries, everybody's all right. But if I bring like fucking food back from a restaurant, I'm looking forward to that at some point in time.
Yeah.
And I get up and like fucking 7 of my 10 wings are eaten. Oh, thanks for leaving me 3, you cocksucker. So now I'm still hungry. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, dude.
I came home and just was eating my whole, like, just a whole block of my mozzarella cheese. It, like, just by itself.
Yeah, just like, eating a block.
Just gonna eat, like, not shave, not
like
cut,
not like cutting it off the block, eating it with his bare fucking hands, his Jew hands.
I've done that. Is he Jewish?
No, but I do need to tell y'all this because I felt like fucking retard the other day in Chicago. There was a Five Guys up there in Avenue,
I
Texas.
Hate Five Guys.
You don't like Five Guys? No. Get about Five Guys at a time.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Have you ever had that?
No, but I would love to have more than one guy there.
What's the most guys?
Me too. But I would have to have the rule, this is about me. You guys don't go off into little corners by yourself.
Also, I don't want them to be gay.
How many guys?
If I want multiple like bisexual or straight guys there, but I don't want like multiple gay guys. It's like, what is this, a musical theater coach?
Have you ever had a gay guy?
Was this a petting zoo? What is this?
You know what I'm saying? Have you ever had a gay guy like come in a kind of like a
Can I say something? I have not had sex with a gay guy in so long.
Really?
Yeah.
Ain't that like a thing for gays? Like trying to turn straight dudes? Is that like a merit thing, a badge?
No, we're all on the same app, so it's kind of like. It's not like I'm sitting around trying to like, oh, who am I gonna get here? It's like no, it's like they. We all have a role to play.
He's on the grid.
You know.
He's on the grid.
I didn't know this. You enlightened me on this the other day. So like, I met this like. I have a homie that works at Superstition. He knows this gay dude who's like billionaire, or not with a B. Like, he owns like 5 private jets. He's got money.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was like kind of coming on to me, like more aggressively so, but it wasn't the gay part. It was, I got money, I can do what I want kind of thing.
I hate that.
I hate that shit too, because it's creepy when dudes do it to women. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
But he was gay, and I'm like, yeah, it ain't for me, you know, but I got a gay roommate. Let me show you this handsome young fella.
Yeah.
And so I pull him up. He's like, ask him if he's a bottom or a top, like, because I'm a strictly bottom. I didn't know it was a real thing. I thought dudes, like, kind of switched on each other. There's a preference thing, and that's me for being a retard. It's not on you guys. And, but, I like, Colton being a comic, I go, hey, this is a dude. I tell him the whole situation. I'm like, he wants to know if you're a top or a bottom, and Colton just responds with starfish bottom. Yeah. And I busted out fucking laughing. No one thought it was as funny as I did, but I was like, that's hilarious, dude. Just starfish, but I can just imagine that, dude.
Oh, yeah, just laying, yeah, all like this. Yeah, that's my ideal thing. So I feel like there's preferences and there's stuff you do. You
know? Here's the
thing,
though. I don't like when guys are starfish because it's kind of like, what are we going on?
Yeah.
It's like, are you having, so you, like, at least be like, oh, this is great. You know what I mean? And you're like, I don't want to fuck a dead body.
Oh, yeah, I do. I want them to ask, but like, did I choke
you? I feel like you, and I don't know, but I feel like you are like a dead body.
Yeah, you do have that dead, that like, cold presence.
Yeah. Are you doing anything?
Is it in? Or,
yeah. It's a lot of that.
Are you finished yet?
Yeah. No, it's just me going like, no, don't do that. No, not that. Okay, calm down.
Is it really that?
Have you ever had someone...
I couldn't imagine you being passionate. Oh, I couldn't. Could you imagine being passionate?
Yeah. My sex drive is like Lexapro. It's like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Just what? Be happy.
Which
just
is
be
so happy sad because he's so attractive.
Yeah, and you're a very like enjoyable guy to be around.
If I'm topping, I'm doing what I wanted the top to do. So that's all the work.
Oh, so then that's when you hate it. But on the bottom, are you a little more excited?
No, on the bottom, he's less excited. He's just like, he's like, just here's the hole.
It. Hey, the other night.
Excited is such a funny word.
Y'all read.
I'm so happy to be here.
Do y'all ever get like, this happened the other night. It was kind of strange because it's like a fine line between, I guess, role play and like, oh, I didn't know you were going to do that. That's kind of weird. I was fucking this girl and like, she kind of like started pushing me away like she thought I was like raping her or something. I was like, we agreed to this.
I love that you're by the way, I love that you're like on camera being like, this girl was so crazy the other night.
Well, no, it was
wait, so just in case anybody hears anything, this girl like she like was pushing me off like, you said but, you wanted that.
And I quote, yes, I do
and
want that.
She started saying no.
She didn't know that, but she was like physically trying to get me off her, and I was like, yo, are we okay?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh yeah, no, this is just kind of my thing. I go, oh man, this doesn't feel good. You know, like, then I got really into it and it felt great. But I like, it fucked me up at first.
Consensual,
I was like,
non-consent.
Yeah, it's just like, but that mind fucked me for a minute. I kind of like, I was like, are they gonna call the law? Like, what's
going on? You know what? A good thing that you had that.
Yeah, well, I have a conscience.
Yeah.
It's just conscience.
I have a conscience.
Yeah.
Couldn't spell I like to think of it like magnets, you know, like it, sure, if magnets attract, fine, but it's always way more fun to have
when you
them,
push,
like,
them against,
push them against each other.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like she was fighting me. I'm like, I don't know if I can come like this. And I came everywhere, buddy. And
you ever come inside?
All the time.
Really?
So I can't even pull out of a driveway.
Are you serious?
Oh, no. I think I'm infertile.
No, that's just thing. You shouldn't think that. You should get tested because I feel like you are.
No, I have, and they told me that.
Oh, you're infertile?
Yeah, it's a real
thing. I think it because it is.
Because it really is.
Do you think it's in them all the. Are you still on the testosterone?
No, see, that's when I got it checked when I did the testosterone shit, and they were like, yo, your shit's like kind of low. Like, you know, your testosterone and your sperm count is different, right?
Yeah.
But they're like, you're kind of low. And I was like, well, that explains why I've never had any kind of pregnancy scares or anything like that, which, you know, I think there's shit you can do, like take the milk of the poppy or whatever and get your fucking sperm count. I saw it in that movie.
I have a friend right now.
Isn't the milk
of the poppy.
Isn't that opium?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can do a little bit of heroin. You can do a little heroin. Sperm. Yeah,
go to dream world.
I don't know if that's true.
Live in a tent with an Asian man for a month. Who gives a shit?
If so, Matt Ross's must be hot.
Wow, dude, how about that?
Stop it.
How about Matty Ross, dude? Handsome young fella. Got them shitty leg tattoos. I always make fun of him.
Oh, I love the tattoos.
But actually, they've grown on. Because his aren't shitty. They're actually done really well and positioned in the correct spot. I noticed somebody was on my show. He wore like short shorts. And I was like, I thought dude's only fucking leg tattoos like kickflips and are like unemployed and shit. Yeah. But I was like, but yours actually look good.
Yeah,
he's just handsome. If I was tall, I'd be the president of the United States.
I don't know about that, ladies.
Well, that's fair.
You know what I realized?
I do. I can see it.
You know what? I was driving today and I was like, I actually don't know Uncle Laser's first name.
Hey, I was so uncomfortable.
Somebody yelled that out last night.
I literally don't know it.
If Gene would have told that woman my first name, I'd have punched him on stage.
Do you never say it?
No, it's by design. Like, dude, someone tried to Google me the other day, and there's like a little troll out there. I won't name names because I'm not giving them the credit, but they can't find my actual real name. And I've tried to Google myself, and I can't find my real name.
That's
I can
so
find
good.
My first name, but I can't find my last name, which is good for tax reasons. Before I was Uncle Laser, I was Buddy Love for about 4 years, and I was Buck Nelson.
Oh, you've aliases.
Oh, I've done this a time or two. Yeah.
That's bad.
No, it's kind of. You just move to a new city and reinvent yourself. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, then no one has any stories about you. Did this kind of, but you didn't change your name. Moved to a new scene.
I did actually twice.
Well, I mean, losing all that weight, you changed your identity, right?
That's very true.
You know what
so
I'm
much.
Saying?
Yeah.
You're handsome
Absolutely.
Now. Thank you for
thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Wow.
Dylan really changed his. He changed his name. He changed his whole personality and his weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing, I just got back from Chicago. And
Five Guys, yeah.
Yeah, the Five Guys, but also, I'll do the Five Guys first. But because we have Five Guys in Texas. But in fucking Chicago, they have hot dogs, kosher dogs.
Yeah.
And I thought kosher, legitimately, like I'm not, this isn't a joke. Like I legitimately thought kosher meant grilled onions. And so he handed me this plain ass fucking hot dog. Like, what is this? What are all the fixings?
Yeah.
He's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, kosher, grilled onions. He goes, that's not what that means. And I'm like, what are you telling me? He goes, it's a blessed meat by like a rabbi that Jewish people can eat.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of sitting there confused. I'm like, do you know what's in hot dogs? It's chicken peckers. It's grinded up chicken peckers. It's leftover like chicken nuggets. I'm like, you don't need to bless this.
Wait, is that true?
That's fucking true. You
like,
can
Google
that.
I thought it was pork.
It's like, it's a mix between like leftover meat from the, it's pork.
Okay.
Because pork's a fatty meat that they can case. But it's grinded up chicken peckers. You bet your sweet ass it is.
Well, okay. I love hot dogs.
I fucking love them too. I love them, but I don't think you got to bless. But I was like, then he kind of like made me feel like I was stupid for not knowing that. I'm like,
well, I think Jewish people.
I was like, you need to be blessed meat, but you can have all the fucking little ant tunnels under the synagogue at that church in New York raping all them kids on them blade mattresses. But y'all got blessed hot dogs. I said, like, get the fuck out of here.
Don't do conspiracy theories on our podcast. But
that one is true.
Oh, is it?
No, that's a.
I don't watch the news.
The police fucking shut them down. It was like a big order. You didn't see that? It's all over the fucking news. So
you didn't hear about Jew tunnels?
Dude, they had like eight colonies.
I personally was talking about Jew tunnels for a long time.
I did hear about it.
Yeah. And did you watch Chuck Schumer's newest speech?
Who's Chuck Schumer?
Who is Chuck Schumer?
The senator.
I know. Of New York?
I'm pretty sure.
New Jersey.
He's the house.
He's definitely not Jersey.
He's the house leader. He's the house, right? It's not Senate. No, he's Senate.
He's a senator.
He's a Senate majority leader.
Yeah.
He's third in line to
presidency. He goes to that church?
He's Amy Schumer's uncle.
No, he talked about Netanyahu. And at that point, we're going to lose Dylan. So let's just not talk about
it. Yeah. Wait, this is a gay podcast, not a political one. Yeah, okay? I'm sorry for doing that. Yeah. No, but I was going to say about Chicago, too. Dude, like, you kind of get spoiled being in Austin. Like being able to go hit like 10 spots, like in a fucking 6-block radius.
Yeah.
Dude, in Chicago, the Monday after the private gigs on Saturday and Sunday, Monday, I was with a local comic up there and she's like, yo, let's go hit all these mics. And I'm like, fuck it, I ain't got shit going on. We had like 7 mics, dude. Each one's like a 20-minute fucking drive.
Oh.
Like, and I'm like, yo, this is fucking stupid. Like, yeah. You get so spoiled. And dude, the level of comic out there versus like everywhere else I've been, dude, there's killers out here. And like in other places, I'm like, oh damn, y'all are like headlining out here in these spots? Like you're like the featured. It's like, dude, I didn't realize there was like levels to this shit.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
It's fucking like being in Austin, like iron sharpens iron type shit. There's some fucking open micers that are better than some of the dudes I've been on like seen in the scene around different parts of the country. And I'm like, what the fuck?
This is the thing, if you can get up, how fast you can get up here, you just get better at comedy.
Yeah, and it makes you better because it gets competitive. You know?
Yeah, because you. It's also when you think here. You do.
That's
well,
what I'm saying. Like it's super competitive.
You go like, I'm fucking killed, and then somebody goes up after you and just fucking destroys. You're just like, okay, well I need to do better.
Yeah, now I gotta get better. It's like yeah. So
speaking of which, you're headlining. You're doing a fucking hell of a tour. People are coming out and getting your DMs.
Yeah, are you becoming like really rich?
Sorry, I was leading into this, but yeah, I guess.
Are you rich? He's doing well.
I'm not making as much money as I was when I was in the oil field, so I'm not.
Are you serious?
I was making, when I quit my job, I was making close to $450,000 a year.
Are you joking?
I swear to God.
In the oil field?
Dude, I had a career. I didn't just give up a job. I was like overseeing crews.
You make $450,000 a year in the oil rig.
And I was only working half the year.
On the oil rig?
And I was working half the year. I was working six sides. I worked 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. So, like, I could take more time and
get more
days.
Do you think he could
do that?
Can you think
he
could
do it? For 1 year. 1 year, that's it.
But see, it's like the position that I had when I finally finished, yes, it's a directional driller. So I would, like, you don't just drill straight down and, like, hit oil. You drill down to a certain depth and then.
Oh, shit. I hit the oil.
But when you hit it, you got to bend the pipe over 1,000 feet and lay out, and you have to drill 2 miles and stay in a 10-foot zone. And so I'd steer it. And it's very like, it's like basic trig. It's not super hard, and you're running a big fucking, you're like in a chair with joysticks and shit. You could do that, but your first year, and they're not giving you that job. You're going to be a roustabout or a fucking roughneck.
What's a roustabout?
Roustabout is someone like comes when a rig is like rigging down to move to another location. They're like extra hands, like move shit, cranes, just kind of grunt work. And then the roughneck works on there. He's throwing the tongs, fucking spinning the chain. Like you're doing everything that makes the rig run.
Okay. Hey, cut to me. I'm holding the thing. I go, whenever I'm done, you know, steering this wheel, who's going to come here and drill my ass? Come here. When I'm done drilling this wheel, who's going to drill my ass? Wait,
talk to HR. I fucking dare you.
Oh, I feel like I would ripped up on the oil rig.
I also feel like your celebration would be like, that oil.
You hit oil, baby. Yeah.
Dylan, I also love the idea of you driving that, folding your legs like this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, in that joystick chair.
Come on.
No, but that's why I had to change my name because of HR. Because, like, that first video I posted on TikTok got like 8 million views in a night. I woke up at like fucking 50,000 followers and I was like, oh shit. And my shit's like drug related and sexually innuendos against single mothers. I was like, HR is going to have a fucking field day with my ass. And that's when I had to change it right then and there.
I so cannot believe you were. I mean, that's hard work, though, but $450,000. I mean, I'm money starved, so I'm that's crazy.
But yeah, so I'm not making that much. But I mean, for the first year in comedy, I made close to 6 figures.
That's great.
With sponsorship.
For your first year in comedy? For first year,
It's kind of retarded. Yeah, I know. I'm nominally. But I mean, it's like. But I mean,
but
that's me.
Your
that's sponsorships.
That.
Yeah. That's getting paid for, you know, that's, you know.
How's your OnlyFans doing?
It's good. I don't like, so when I first got it, like, they want me to post content all the time. And I'm like, man, I'm not trying to be a fucking, you know, like, I'm like, I'll make a blowjob video every year ago and we'll throw that up there, you know. But that first one, Blowjob Trivia, did like, I don't know, close to 30,000. So we did a thing. I got my buddy CJ Daddy's Juice, crazy psychopath motherfucker, but nicest guy in the world. Tatted head to him and his wife, they got rich off OnlyFans during the pandemic. And I went up there, and they're like, yo, she's got porn star friends. This Madison Morgan girl came over, and we did like American history trivia. And every time we got a question right, they kept blowing us. Yeah. And every time we got it wrong, they stopped. Well, in the midst of that, with the lights and all the people watching, you kind of go soft again. You're having a race against your bud, and you find out real quick all the shit you didn't retain in high school because we're fucking idiots.
Oh, he doesn't know anything.
I don't know anything.
No, you've just been blowing the whole time.
Wait, wait, wait. Ask a question that you thought you should know.
Let's see. So what presidents are on Mount Rushmore? Four of them.
Okay. Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait, that's a president.
Lucky guess. That's a hard one.
I actually was going to say, was he even a president? But, okay. George Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Fuck. Okay. Carter. Is that a president?
No. That's a president, but yeah.
James Woodward is known as the worst president, actually.
Yeah, is he? Is he even above Nixon?
Well, Nixon like wasn't and that Reagan, bad. He was a crook, but he wasn't that bad of a president. Yeah, Carter was just bad. No one
I love Jimmy Carter.
Why?
I love Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, me and Sloan Kettleman, him and actually, just lays that shit up.
What?
Where you go.
I have a whole different pivot. What's your thing?
Oh, I was going to say, I actually knew that you made that video because one day I was so horny, I almost bought it.
I'm going to be honest with you.
No, I'm going to be real with you.
I'll show it to you for free. I'll just airbox it to you. But
I literally was like, you get so horny, you and your eyes go like completely black and you become like an animal. And I was like, all of a sudden, I was like, I'm going to watch the Uncle Laser video. And I got to your OnlyFans and I said, like, Dylan, have some self-respect. Don't do it.
No, you should have done it.
And I didn't, because I was like, you know him. Don't do it. I'm like, and then it was like 25. I was like, am I going to do $25?
It was 50 at the first start. They made me put it. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, am I going to pay $25 to see Uncle Laser come? And then I was like, you know what? And I made myself come. And I go, good for you, Dylan.
Dude.
Good for you.
I appreciate the willpower. Wait, but dude, I'm going to be honest. I do that same shit at night when I'm all fucking geetered out and I'm trying to go to bed and I got to jerk it.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, there's girls that I know, like in passing or like are friends with, and I know that, and I'm just like, fuck it, let me buy it. There's something about knowing the person.
I know.
Dude, and another thing too about the OnlyFans that I really loved, during the pandemic, everybody was like going through hard times and shit. I saw more girls' buttholes that I went to high school with for $3.99 than I knew what to fucking do with, dude. Yeah. I thrived during the fucking pandemic, dude.
Oh yeah. Well,
jerk off central, bud.
$450K, I'm buying the video.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm throwing it at him. I'm tipping him. I'm leaving a tip, you know? No, but
there you go, Vanessa.
Here's this tip for letting me look at your test in history
nice
class.
Butthole, here you go, you know? But dude, in that video, the blowjob one, when I watched it back, I didn't want it to be degrading because that's not like what I'm about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I watched it back, I have never laughed so hard and been so fucking around. It was a perfect balance between porn and comedy. It was like some Howard Stern shit. Because it's fucking hilarious. Then they zoom in for the money shots. It's beautiful. But they can tell we're nervous. Like, trying to stay. It's a fucking competition. And that aspect of it made me like, damn, this is funny. I can share this with the boys. But I could also jerk off with the boys in the room while watching this. You know what I'm saying?
Love
it. It was hot.
I love that. I've never done that.
Well, you're a little guy.
What do you mean?
I can jerk off in the room with the boys, and it was hot. And they'd be like, "No, you're gay." You're like,
What did you mean by that?
Just hoping.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess hell of a transition. When we were, you let me open for you in Colorado Springs. You had a bit of a fun time there.
Yeah, we had a little. Got catfished. Got catfish. Got transfished.
Got catfish, and your hand was stuck in the hole.
He got caught with the hand in the cookie jar. I mean, hell, I done drove 45 minutes. What are we going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened?
So I was messaging back and forth with what I thought was a nice young lady.
Well, no, before the show, we're at a bar, and he keeps on showing me these pics of this person with just no face.
It was a chick.
With no face.
It was a chick, or what we thought.
It was butt. They were a great body, and then he goes, well, let me see that face. And it's just hogging a dick.
I'm aroused up.
Are
here. I know, the blowjob videos, you're like, you're really going to get me.
So, yeah, but I don't know if it was you or it was Brian, the other guy that opened. One of y'all saw she was at the show.
Yeah.
Was it you that saw it and you're like,
it was
hey,
Brian.
It was Brian. Brian's like, yo, no, dude, that's a guy. And I'm like, shut up, dude. And he goes, no, that's a dude. That's a. I'm like, dude, stop. It's fine. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's not like the greatest looking thing in the world, but that she's a fucking throat goat. What do you want from me? And I'm like, I like what I like, right? And yeah, so I went to, you left. Yeah. And I was there and went and did some nose beers and drank some couple ice cold brewskis with some of the guys that were at the show. And then I was like, yo, will you drive me off of this chick's apartment? And when she answered the door, I was like, oh, fuck, that's a guy. That's a dude. And I was like, I don't know if I'm in the right room. And then she's like, oh, but I've already had she's been through the transition. Like the wiener's like a vagina now.
Oh, really?
It's like a diced fruit cup. It's just fucking...
What's a diced fruit cup?
You ever like got the little
fruit cup? Well, I think they only go in a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's like 4 inches deep. So bottom out, cool, whatever.
So you got all the way in there.
Well, but I didn't have the heart. I was like, I don't know. I'm like, you're a guy, right? A very handsome guy, but.
Well, you didn't put it in?
No, did not. I couldn't do that.
Oh, you put your fingers in?
Didn't even do that. Okay. No, he started blowing me, whatever.
Yeah. You guys didn't exchange pronouns?
I'm going to go ahead and say, she has a vagina, which it feels like loose if that's true or not, is, it's probably a she, but you think.
It was a dude. That was 100% a dude. I mean, it had titties and the little. I shouldn't say it. That's probably not the right thing to say.
I'm going to say, she has titties and a vagina, she probably wants to go by S-H-E for sure.
I mean, we don't know this person, but it's a good guess.
Yeah.
I would say if I have a doctor-made pussy, she was a sweetheart.
I mean, told him when we sat there and talked, because I was like, I felt like Chris Hansen was going to walk out of the closet or something. Like, hey, have a seat. It felt very strange. But the blowjob thing, and I'm just like halfway through, I turn the lights on. I'm like, yo, this is gay. Do you want to join my fantasy football team or what, dude? Like it just wasn't, it's not my thing. I just don't, whatever.
Didn't come. Okay.
Didn't come.
And it's okay if that's a full lie and you're dead.
Hey, buy the fucking video on OnlyFans. Buy the video on OnlyFans, would you? Okay.
Yeah, wait. Is that video on OnlyFans?
No, look, I can't. But I did come. I didn't have the heart. I don't know that.
Do you like to the
like, by the way, getting... we on this podcast do not think it is gay to let another man suck your dick.
I don't think that's gay either. I think it's a power move. Right, because in prison, people do that all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's the scariest thing is you're going to fucking, I'm domming you and I'm putting my mouth, I'm biting your dick off.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, but snap my neck.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Is that bad to say?
Real?
Yeah.
No.
Also, too, I want to say the dating show last night, success. What a great fucking time that was.
That's a fun,
you do that monthly?
Yeah.
That's fucking fun. Yeah. I want to be a part of all of those if you'll have me. I love that riffing shit, dude.
We did a date my roommate. So we had Dean Laser and Kyle was supposed to do it. But instead we just had Zach Townsend, who was just sleeping on our couch.
Yeah, that reminds me of. Huh. Room Raiders.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember Room Raiders?
Dude. On MTV?
Loved Room Raiders. And my biggest memory is the one time I was hanging out with the neighborhood kid and he put his foot in my crotch while we were watching that. Yeah. And he's like was like one of the hottest kids in school.
Oh, we have talked about this.
Yeah.
Did you lose your virginity to a woman or a guy?
A guy.
He's never been with a woman.
You've never been with a woman. Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy to me.
No, but I didn't hook up with a guy until I was 21.
That's even, well, I understand that. Smaller pond.
Yeah. Yeah. Small town.
Even smaller pond.
Yeah. Any
puddle. A puddle, really.
Yeah.
Because no. you're from a small town in Texas. Do you know any gay guys that are out now? Like, did any of them come out later?
I dated a girl. She was a freshman and I was a junior. And her brother was a senior. And I knew him since I was a freshman. And he was gay. He was like openly gay. But they went to the rich high school. Uh-huh. But I hung out with them because we all partied and did ecstasy and shit together.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He was cool as fuck. He wound up blowing a lot of my friends, I believe, too. Never me, though. I just never, maybe I don't resonate. Hell, I don't know.
Maybe, yeah, you feel, honestly, you give off the vibes like if we did do it, you'd kill me after.
Which we love.
Which is not a no for me, yeah. but I will. I won't be necessarily closing my eyes afterwards.
Guys, do you not have guys try?
All the time.
Yeah, that's why you just had that billionaire story.
Yeah, I was like, so no. It
happens.
It clearly
all the
time. Resonates, but maybe you just don't say yes.
Yeah, I just, would probably be easier for me. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like living
with you is the easiest thing in the world. I've lived with women. They're assholes.
Well, you know? I think that getting your dick sucked by a guy.
Yeah, you know what? They are.
Yeah. And I think getting your dick sucked by a guy, there's just less strings attached. Like, you know what I mean? I just
a lot more casual sex in the gay community. Am I wrong?
No, 100%.
I mean, I feel like it's like when you're fishing in that smaller of a pond, it's not that your options are limited. It's just like, you know, like, yeah, we're just here to have fun. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, like, I feel like if a girl gave you a blowjob, in her mind, she could be like, and are you my boyfriend? I've never sucked some guy's dick and been like, and are you my boyfriend now? It's
well,
like, no.
I did do cocaine off this guy's dick and then got an email the next day of like, so are we dating now? I told you about that.
Yeah, but he was old.
Yeah.
He's
Which
old.
I feel like old gays, they partied way more and had like open sex
Yeah, but
things.
You're the type of hot that people want to lock down.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm coming inside of you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Please do.
Yeah, would you have sex with him?
No, I mean, well, anyways. No.
Yeah, fine.
You could feel it inside and it's awesome.
How about all those mouth rock things?
That's a lot. That's crazy.
Well, I was looking around. I go, he's never done it. He's never done it. He's never done it.
Oh, yeah.
When you come, you can feel it, and it's, again, awesome.
Wait, you can feel what?
Them come. Like, inside you can feel like, it feels like.
I bet I would love that.
It feels like a little bit of like a little tiny little explosion in there.
Whoa. Look at Jimmy. Look at Jimmy.
I feel like Jimmy's like.
I've got to get a good body so I can feel the explosion. Honest to God, I have got to get a good body so I can feel the explosion. I have to. I need to be absolutely destroyed by a man. I do.
Feel the explosion.
I want to feel the explosion. Oh my God.
Dude, what about when you and girl took all them fucking pop rocks the other night? Remember that? When y'all put all them fucking. That makes your saliva.
Is it a blowjob thing where you like get you pop rocks and
well,
like,
that, no, well, yeah, that's great. But it was that the woman was selling some shit great. That makes you salivate.
Yeah,
but they taste like Jolly Ranchers, and he ate like five of them when you're supposed to have one every 12 hours, and he was just. But the girl that I was like with that I brought back, she was doing it too,
and did it work? Well, I feel like it's...
Yeah, but she blew me for like 30 seconds. So did it work? No.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Did she drool all over my bed and lightly piss my sheets? Yes, of course. That's where I'm at.
Are girls doing the 30-second blowjob? I feel like with straight sex, I feel like I'd be like, well, just fuck her.
Huh? I enjoy it.
Oh, because there's a better hole?
Yeah.
No, I like the foreplay. I like the build-up in it. I like eating it. You know, I like doing both. And then, like, but you can tell the ones... There's women that really do love to do that shit, and there's women that do not like to do that shit.
Yeah.
And you can tell instantly the ones that like it and the ones that don't. There's ones that'll just do it just to do it, but there's ones that like write, you know, papers on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Do they ever love it and are really bad at it?
It's not that they're bad. They just, some of them don't. Like every guy, I would assume, just like every girl, has a certain preference of motion where they like to be touched, I like to be stimulated. So it's like kind of figuring out the key to open that lock, right? But some of them just do, they think they're doing all out everything and they're hitting you with their fucking teeth every time they come back up. So it's like, hey, stop doing all, getting so, you know, eccentric. You're less teeth, bud. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, it's like a teenage, well, when I was fucking, it was just like, yeah, I fucked her so hard. And I thought that was awesome because I was just like, I fucking like hurt her hips.
Yeah, that's bad. You shouldn't hurt them. Yeah, you definitely shouldn't be hurting them.
Yeah, but you would say, like, I mean, with straight world, you go, dude, I fucking bruised her hips. Yeah.
Would you say that?
I got her guts. Just got them guts. You know what I'm saying?
Blew her back out.
Put her through some fucking drywall.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you say.
You know what I love? I love all that talk. I just hate that it's about women. I do. Yeah. I think it's so hot when people talk like that, but then I'm like, oh, I hate
it. Yeah, it's because you think women are weak.
No, it's because I don't like women hair.
What?
Sexually speaking, like I am like I could like get, you know what? I like vaginas. Everything it's attached to, I hate. Sexually.
Yeah, so the hair is long hair.
I hate long girl hair.
Girl hair.
Yeah.
I hate getting fucking clogging up my shower.
Yeah, just or like even really near me.
Or like the ones when you go to their house, it's the worst. Clean this. Come on. Like you go to the house and you get in their shower and they have like where they've taken their hair and put it on the wall. You ever see that? You know what I'm talking about? Where they like brush your hair and instead of putting it down, they put it on the fucking wall. And it's like this fucking cat hairball.
Yeah.
Just stuck on it. It looks like a dream catcher.
Hey, so
in the fucking
I hate
shower.
To keep on bringing up Dean. Dean does that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's got to be the worst roommate of all time for sure. Great guy, though. Fucking great guy.
Well, actually, I think that that makes it harder because he is
it's
such
hard to be mad at him.
Yeah, you can't be mad at him because he's
like a toddler.
I'm so sorry, man.
He's a toddler. But the thing about the vaginas, so you like all the vaginas, but the. But not the shit that's attached. Dude, I didn't know this, and this happened to me the other day. I didn't know dudes could get yeast infections. Or not yeast infections. Yeah, I guess yeast, a UTI. Didn't know.
That was so funny when we ran into each other. I don't know if you remember this. And I was like, how are you? How are you? And you were like, I have a yeast infection. I was like, men don't get those. You have an STI. And you're like, it's a fucking yeast infection, Dylan.
No, it was. It went to the doctor, and it was a UTI. And I did not know that guys could get that, but you can.
Did he say how you got it?
Well, I know how I got it, because a little nighttime ballerina I was seeing at the time, she had it.
A nighttime ballerina.
Yeah. And, you know, they don't like to be called strippers, so, you know.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah. Like a little lady you're running around with.
I was like a girl who could do the splits is what I thought he was saying.
Just a little nighttime harlot. But she had it, and she told me. I'm like, guys can't get UTIs.
I don't think UTIs are like giveable. Like, I don't think someone can give you a UTI. I think like you maybe can get something like an infection from like
maybe it was a bacterial BV, some shit.
You have to pee after sex.
That's what I didn't know that. That's exactly what the doctor told me, dude. When I finish the race, I go home, okay? I don't take no fucking pit stop. You know what I'm saying? If I win the race, I'm gone. There's no, I don't pee, go roll over and go to sleep. Never pissed after sex my entire life.
I have to pee even after I jerk off.
See, maybe there's something fucking wrong with me. Yeah. But she had it, and like, I had something, gave it to me. She got on medication, got off of it, and I was on it. And then she like wanted to hook up again, and I was like, no, I still have it. We probably should do that. She's like, I'm like, it's gonna make some kind of super variant, and I'm gonna have like erectile dysfunction for the rest of my life. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And then like, she's like, you can't spell UTI without you and I. And then we fucked and we got it again. So like, it took me like fucking a month to get rid of it.
You were either full blown lying about this UTI, or it's not a UTI. There's no way people are just passing UTIs to each other.
Well, look, no, UTI is like
it's a urinary tract infection.
Yeah. But it's because there's bacteria in the tunnel.
Yep.
So the thing is, like, did you fuck her in the ass?
I don't remember, but probably.
Because if you fucked her in the ass.
That's a crazy answer, Laser.
We're blacked out. You ever been blacked out in the brown hole? You're in the blacked out in the brown hole! Oh, I'm an asshole! Call me.
Did you fuck her in the ass?
I'm not a big anal sex guy, though.
Really. Who is? We are.
I just don't.
Guilty.
That's what I'm saying. That's the hardest part, probably, about.
I haven't had anal in almost a year.
Dude, I've just been shit on so many times. I have horrible nightmares about anal. Like, I've had the one time in a hot tub, it came out like soft serve ice cream. She screamed, and I just ran to my truck, left my fucking work clothes there. I was freaked out.
I'm not big at anal. I've been shit on so many times.
It's not for me, but.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean.
If you don't
have to do it, I don't know why you would do it.
No, I'll lick a butthole. I'll get down there, little pink Starburst. I'll go to town. I hate that. Huh? What's going on over there, Dylan? You right?
Sorry. I am like having this.
He just mumbled to himself, I hate that. Calling it a Starburst?
Yeah, and also like eating ass has really been grossing me out recently. The idea of it has been making me feel like really sick to my stomach.
What do you mean?
You know what they say? Did you know? Old gays say that if you're strictly a bottom, like in your 20s, you'll be a top in your 30s. And I think that's because you were topping in your 20s.
I know. I'm going to be an old bottom. I'm going to be like an old man bomb. Who wants this old hole? No, I know.
I think it is happening to me, because I think I am being like, you know what, Colton, you've been railed for too long.
Yeah.
It's time.
It's like a flat tire back there. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is? I just don't trust anybody to be fully clean, and I'm like so scared.
I guess it is the people who you are interacting with.
Well, I don't do that with.
What is that medicine you can take that keeps you safe from like prep. Everything? Is it prep?
Yeah.
Prep is okay. So I just went to the doctor. They gave
me
prep.
I'm not really worried about.
You have to go every like 6 months to get your blood work done. And he goes, if you like prep, you should also take this other pill.
Pure.
It's
Cialis.
It's doxycycline. You take it right after you have sex, and it's like 95% effective against like.
Chlamydia, yeah.
And the syphilis, and the other ones.
It like cleans like everything for like it doesn't let it sit there like the bacteria lie and like I guess give you an infection. It like cleans your whole shit. I've actually heard of that too.
So I have a whole bottle now. It's just like I'm fucking safe.
Share the wealth, bud.
Leave your condoms at home, boys.
That's crazy.
We're coming in.
Wow.
I'm excited about it.
Wait, so you don't like licking buttholes?
I don't either. I don't even want to see it.
Are you kidding me?
I actually, when people send me pictures of their butthole, I go like, who shot you? Like, this is sick. But like,
dude, a nice bleach.
I've also am like really just been jerking off recently.
Huh?
I've even stopped doing oral.
Whoa.
I'm like just jerking off with guys.
What's you just cutting out?
I don't know. I think actually since I've lost more weight, I'm becoming more insecure.
Dude, if you
I've been picking that up.
Yeah, I feel even worse.
And then when Spencer posted the fat picture of you, I thought you were gonna be like, I'm so proud. And like, I've come so far.
That's how I think I look like.
And it's so crazy.
Yeah.
And I just not gaslighting, you're insane.
Yeah, that's okay.
Great.
Yeah, you're nuts.
Cause like stunning. And even like these, even the bad boys are like, Dylan put it in me.
I know. It's not even about other people. It's about me or whatever. But yeah, I've like completely stopped even sucking dick. I'm like now just jerking off with guys.
Are you just going through a drought? Are you getting picky? What's going on here?
That's a great question. Are you going through a drought? Are you getting picky?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because Bobby Flacco was telling me the other day, he was going to do semen retention. He was going to be like a
incel. I don't do that. That's crazy.
Like he wanted to like really be celibate on purpose and not fuck women or jerk off. And I literally go, there are ways to tell me that you're gay. Also just say you're going through a drought. Yeah. Say you can't fuck. You know, like,
there's a lot of, and they're like born again Christians. And I'm just like, what's happening right now? Like, what's happening? Like, Christians are supposed to be old, out of touch people who never had the internet.
Yep. And now they got Twitter.
And now they're just like, people, I'm like, a comic. What?
I've gotten all of my Instagram reels to be all Christian content. It's incredible. It actually makes me so happy. Every single video is like men talking about how to be godly and have discipline and work out. And it makes me so happy.
Are you going to do that?
I already am.
No, be a born again Christian?
No, they're crazy. But I think it's funny to like, the fact that they make these videos and they're earnestly posting them, be like, I saw one that was like, no, he's like smiling like this. And it's like moving. He's like, you're not a girl. You're a daughter of Christ. I was like, I love this. I love the trad wives. I love it. I love Republican content. It makes me so funny. I think I love it.
Like as a TV show, or are you actually like?
Like, I'm not watching it being like, I want to be like these people, but I'm watching it being like, could you imagine like making this video and posting it and being like, these are my values?
Yeah. I think that if I was like, when I was a middle school, I was like, you got to be Christian, Colton. Hey. I think I signed a virginity contract.
Oh, I literally could never be Christian.
I grew up like Baptist. The kids next door were homeschooled, all five of them. All right. And they were like good people, but they were a little strange, right? Because religion's like crack. If you introduce it to you at a young age, it warps your fucking mind about how the real world works. And they took us to summer camp in San Antonio in July. It was 120 degrees outside. And in Baptist religion, the boys can't wear shorts. You have to wear sweatpants or jeans. We're playing fucking basketball in 120 degree heat, and I'm wearing fucking windbreaker pants. And I go, where in the Bible does it say
no shorts?
Because I'm about to have a heat stroke. I'll go talk to God myself. Like, what the fuck are we doing here? It just like, they couldn't watch TV. The girls had to wear all those long dresses. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, it makes people do strange shit.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's all bad and everybody needs like a moral compass and a code and shit and ethics and it's good. I understand the foundation of it. But some people take it way too fucking literal.
I think some people do need a moral compass.
Oh, 100%. Oh, 100%.
I think everyone has one.
I'm a born again Christian, so.
Yeah. Semen retention. I don't think it's good for your body.
Also, if I don't get caught.
Wait, can we go back to licking buttholes real quick? Yeah, you're skipping over it like we're not watching. We are, okay? What's going? You know, never got in there and just fucking.
I have, but there's a couple of guys.
You gotta have baby wipes by the bed. You can't just eat it after a night of dancing because that's how you get strep throat. I've had that.
I've had strep throat from sucking dick so many times.
Really?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like strep throat and me are like literally good old pals. It's sick.
You can get chlamydia in the mouth?
Yeah.
A buddy of mine gave that to someone in Port Aransas one time, and I knew he had chlamydia, and he's like, and then the girl that I was with wanted to all join in, and I'm like, oh, no, we can't.
Do you do a lot of group sex?
I've done it before. I don't mind it one bit. It's kind of sometimes harder to find another male participant.
Yeah, because guys are afraid of being gay.
It's weird, dude. The first time I tag team a chick with a buddy at Texas State, where she's like ready for both of us, and I'm like over there, I'm fucking hard as a rock. I took my sock off and I was hard as a rock.
Yeah.
You know, he's in the corner trying to beat off the whole time. I'm fucking like, dude, are you going to join or you're making me look bad? What do we, if you want to have sex by yourself, just say that. Don't be fucking weird.
Yeah.
You know? So.
I love that.
Zach told us a story last night, I guess. I'm sorry if this is not my story to tell. The guy sleeping on our couch. He said the first time he had a threesome, it was him and his buddy in college, and he said that he was disgusted by the way his friend looked, so they turn off the lights, and he said he was in the back fucking her from behind and the guy was in the front, and like 2 minutes in, he just goes, "Hey, can we switch?"
That's awesome.
And then he switched. He said he came in like 10 seconds. And he goes, "All right, I'm done."
That's so funny.
You take from here, bud.
Just whispering in the dark.
I fucked a girl at a Halloween party in College Station in the back of my Mazda. And my buddy was in the front seat trying to get hard. And I came on her back because she was like sitting on me. And I didn't really think. I just kind of got out and like switched so he could get in. And she sat down on him and all the cum on her back on all of his stomach. And he instantly got hard. I was like, "Dude, you're fucking gay, dude."
Or maybe he thought that she was wet.
No, that was that was like a gallon of milk back there, bud. There was no.
Are you a big heavy cummer?
Oh, yeah. Sick. Oh, yeah, I take pills.
You take the pill?
Cinemax? Yeah, the iodine and Cinemax shit or whatever it is. Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny? You were like, my cum got on him and he got so hard. I was like, "That's not gay. That would make me hard." And then I was like, "Oh, wait, I'm gay."
There we go.
Gay. Yeah,
that's the only way I'd be able to have sex with a woman if right before it was like all my friends' cum came out of her. I'd be like, "Okay, now we can do it."
Your friends? Yeah. You should be not your friends.
Well, who a stranger?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's more fun when straight guys hook up with their friends.
Not straight.
Yeah.
So yeah, in your fantasy, you're just a couple of straight dudes.
I always make myself more bisexual in the fantasy. Yeah. Well, if I'm having sex with a woman, of course. But I would look at her and be like, "Why would you have sex with a gay man?" I mean, that's sick.
Yeah. Actually, a girl came up and was like interested, even though she saw my set and knew I was gay. And I was like, "Have some more. Something's wrong with you."
They always have crazy eyes too. It's like, "Girls, walk away."
I mean, because I would do it, but just because I know would that you? She knows.
You keep saying you would have sex with a woman.
Yeah.
I thought it would happen
by now, but
yeah, you've tried a couple of times, and it does, and you can't do it.
I can do it.
It's gonna happen at the house.
Yeah,
and dude, because I'm gonna say one thing.
Would you have a threesome with Colton and a woman?
I'm in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Okay. In a
heartbeat. I'll just dibs first.
Fucking. But what's cool about him, like staying and living with us and shit, is like. A girl walks in that I bring home, and they see Kyle's usually in a bed by that time, but they see Dean's rowdy looking ass. He's wearing some janitor overalls. That can't feel too inviting to some extent.
Yeah.
Just met this person, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You're at their house, and there's this fucking mechanic in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? But then they see this strapping young man, and they find out he's gay, and it's like a beacon. They feel a warmth of safety. And it's like, he's a closer. He's a closer.
Honestly, yeah. I've gossiped on the with fence, a couple of his horse.
If they're on the fence, I'll call him down from his Call of Duty and he'll fucking chat with him for 15 minutes in there like swimwear, baby. He's the best fucking wingman I've ever seen.
Closer. Yeah, I did think it was going to happen already, but I guess none of us are like there a lot.
Yeah.
He's on the road or I'm going somewhere and there's not a lot of like...
Well, we do the Call of Duty. That was we do.
Start. We're some gamers.
We got gamed in there. Keep from being in the bars and drinking and shit.
That's
so
true.
That's the only reason. Because I was like, "That's gay. I'm not gonna play that game." Then I played it. I was like, "Oh, this is fun as shit. I'm great at it." So I was like, "Yeah, this will keep me out of the bars." So yeah.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah. Anyways, we're getting a house together.
Yeah. Well, do you want to do our last segments?
Sure.
One of our last segments is a segment called "Do you have any questions for us?"
Have y'all ever fucked?
No.
Is that strictly just business, or what is that?
It's kind of like, we kind of have like a mom-daughter vibe, sisters.
Yeah, there's just nothing sexual between us.
Well, did you know in dog culture that the son can fuck the mom and you can still have purebreds, but if the dad fucks the daughter, you can't have purebreds?
What?
Did you know that? I don't know. That's all. When we bred dogs, that was always the rule. You know, they come out like inbred.
By the way, you always know life's not going how you thought it was when you start breeding dogs.
Yeah, it's a poor people thing. We fought chickens, too. Hell, we did it all.
What kind of dogs?
Anyway, from Huskies, Dalmatians, anything.
You know, it's funny. Everybody's everybody's question of when we ask, "Do you have any questions for us?" is, "Have you two had sex?"
Yeah.
And I always think
you have good chemistry. That's why.
But for comedy chemistry, I feel like
I bet y'all fucking beat the brakes off each other's buttholes.
I don't think so.
100%.
I couldn't imagine even being intimate.
Because you're a top, right?
Yeah.
But what are we doing here, fellas?
I've pictured it. This is not.
It's like.
Hey, I'm like, you want a podcast after this?
Hey, should I leave my shirt on? What do you think? Colton, is that good?
No. I didn't even get that far.
But it's so funny. Whispering into your ear.
Just, hey, good morning. Look back. Did did you like me when I was bigger?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning.
No.
Hell yeah.
All right. Do you have anything coming up that you're excited about?
Yeah, I mean, we got shows going out to California. I'm going to perform out for California and San Diego, first part of April. And then I can't really say the name of it, but I had the final casting for a TV show on Hulu.
That reality one in Canada?
Yeah. And I think it's looking like I'm probably going to get that. I mean, who's to say I am? But I mean, like, everything about it felt like, all right, yeah, I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? So if that happens, that'll be dope. Filming Canada for like a month.
Nice.
So that'll be dope. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
sweet.
Cool. So. We only have one segment
left. If you were a gay man,
would you rather have sex with me or Colton?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Our first Jimmy.
No, it's actually going to be cold every single fucking time. You really don't even have to fucking ask. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I actually feel like this might happen.
It'd be a weird night.
Yeah.
And a weirder morning.
It's like, dude, you know, it's like. Then you got to live with each other.
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't even have sex with my neighbors.
Really?
Well, one of them I would, but you know.
And one of them you did.
And one of them I would not. But he always hits me up on Grindr.
Damn, dude.
And I always think, no, thank you.
But isn't that like the ideal situation where it's convenient?
Oh, let me tell you something. And he's not listening to this. If my neighbor wanted to have sex with me, I would do whatever he wanted.
Really?
Yeah, he's the hottest man I've ever seen.
So is that more
life.
Of a... an attractive thing. So like, I always feel like in relationships, attractiveness is 80% of the battle, right? Yeah. I mean, because if you're not physically, sexually attracted to somebody, I've done some of the weirdest, kinkiest shit with some of the hottest women I've ever seen in my entire life that you can tell they're from the streets. You know what I'm saying? But just something about two bodies on the beach laying around rolling on MDMA at a fucking music festival. I'm like, let's get inside each other as deep as we can.
Are you going to Ultra?
Huh?
Are you going to Ultra?
What is that?
Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, for Music Week? No, I was supposed to, but I got too much shit going on.
Oh, okay, because there's a pass just sitting on the table. I was like, can I have this? I was like, can I have this?
Yeah, go, dude. I got some homies out there you can stay with.
Check me out.
They're actually out there over there, so yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, that's it.
Thanks for having me.
It's always fun, guys. Always.
Follow the podcast at Some of This Is Bad. Follow our personal accounts, Dylan P. Carlino,
Golden Dowling, and of course,
Uncles_Laser.
Yep.
And we're going to have a Patreon coming out soon. So,
oh, yeah. That's what we say. We keep saying it.
We are. We're shooting it.
And we're going to see.
Bye.
Bye.